Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this sixth Sunday of Easter as we continue with the celebration of the power of the resurrection. Let us worship together and let us be thankful that God has given us another opportunity to be here. And God has given us good health and strength in our bodies to get up this morning to see a new day. Not because of who we are, only because of who He is. Not on our merits, but because of His merit, His grace that we are here today. So let us be thankful with a grateful heart. Let us worship together. Thanks for joining here and also online. If you can join with me on the announcements in the second page in the bulletin, follow that. The regular announcements are listed there. I will quickly highlight some of the important ones. Our regular activities are listed there with the dates. The North Georgia Annual Conference is scheduled for June 2 through 4. This year we are meeting in person in Athens. So those who are delegates from our church, they have already registered and they are preparing to go for that. Please pray for the conference and also for the delegates. We will have a celebration lunch as we do on the last Sunday of the month. It will be next Sunday after service. So please join us for celebrating our birthdays and anniversaries and graduations, or any other joyful celebrations that we want to do. My wife and I will be traveling from June 1st to 17th. So Ms. Reverend Lou Hughes and Jean Barrington will handle the two Sundays that we will be away. So please keep them in our prayers, and also please keep us in our prayers for our travel as we are going to India to see my mom. So that's going to be a blessing for her and as well as for us. The rest of the announcements you can go through. If you have any questions, just raise your hands. We can answer any of those things. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayers for this church and the future activities. One announcement I wanted to make was our former pastor of this church, Ron Gene Brown. You will see his name in the prayer request. He passed away this past week. And I just found out that today. And did you know that? Yeah, you knew that. His funeral is going to be on Tuesday in Duluth at 11 o'clock at Billhead Funeral Home. If any of you want to go there, at 11 o'clock at Billhead Funeral Home in Duluth.
Yes, the visitation will be at 11 to 12, and then they're going to have the service.
At 12.
And they're going to take you to Alpharetta.
Okay. Are there any other announcements, special announcements, or anything that anyone want to make? Or any questions on the other announcements there? I know third Thursday lunch, there's a correction on the date. It's June 16th, not 18th, at 1 p.m. If there are no special announcements, let's start worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 89, Joyful, Joyful, We Are Lord.
God of glory, Lord of love.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this day that you have given us to gather in your name, to worship you together with all the saints in this world and in heaven. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so that we could become your children and call you Father. Regardless of where we are in our situations of life, you are always there listening to our prayers, listening to all the events that are happening in our lives, Lord. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to gather here together and also online to worship you, Lord. We pray that you will help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Help us, Lord, to be humble and obedient before your Holy Spirit today. As we worship together, Lord, in the songs we sing, in the prayers we make, and the meditation of the word we make today, help us, Lord, to receive them with grace in our lives so that we can be a blessing to this world and bring honor and glory to your name. We pray for your presence in our midst, Lord. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs and fill us with your power as we go from this place so that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please get up and greet each other in Christian love.
There was this woman, a Methodist minister who stayed.
I'm going to.
You're going to do a prayer thing there. Lou would like to sing her swing low thing here today in honor of my lady.
Lou?
Yeah. And
you going to sing?
Yeah.
Marina?
It's new. It's just slipping it in.
Okay. Yeah, you going to sing the part?
Yeah.
When do you want to sing?
I don't know.
No. New. Change it. We're changing directions.
so let him know when.
Oh, I don't know. Let Wayne tell you.
As you all remain seated, we will sing I Surrender All. It's 354. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 5. As you remain standing, we will read the responsive reading. It is taken from Psalm 81, which is on page 803 in the Blue Book.
Singing aloud to the Lord our strength, shout for joy to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song, sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp.
Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day.
For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance for the God of Jacob, who made it a decree in Joseph, when God went out over the land of Egypt.
A hurried voice, I do not know.
I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket.
In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the water of Meribah.
Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me.
There shall be no strange gods among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.
Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God.
I want to stay here to sing.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. Before we go to our full prayer list of prayers, you probably have heard about the death of a pastor this week who was killed in Atlanta while she was doing her ministry of mentoring of one of her mentees. She was killed by that person. So we have to remember the whole family and the church that she serves are in deep grief. We need to remember them in our prayers. And also, let us also pray for the perpetrator, the person who did it, because God has to change his mind as well. It's such a cruel action that nobody can justify or see what things are coming up when somebody is in the ministry trying to mentor somebody. So Miss Lou is going to sing a song in honor of Marita, Reverend Marita Harrell. That's her name. She's pastoring the Connections at United Methodist Church in Covington, in Decatur, DeKalb County. So let us keep those church folks and the families in prayers, and also let us hear this song.
Carry me on. Give
Thank you, Reverend Lou, for that song. It has been a difficult week for the church. There are some meetings that are going on for grief support and counseling to many pastors around that area. She was very active in that community. So please remember the whole community in our prayers. Our prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you can turn with me to the back. As I mentioned about the passing of Reverend Gene Brown, please keep his family in our prayers, and also the funeral arrangements and the service that is happening on Tuesday. I have two new names that I added to the prayer list. Thomas John, who had a kidney transplant. I shared that about a friend of mine. And his new kidney has also failed. And that is going to be a sad situation for him. He's in the hospital now. And in addition to that, he got COVID. So he's in a terrible situation. Please keep him in our prayers, his family. It's not a good situation. My friend George Vergis is a professor in the college in Georgia Gwinnett College. Was admitted in the hospital in St. Joseph's for a surgery, which was supposed to be a couple of days in the hospital, but his surgery had some complications and infection started developing. So please keep him and his family in our prayers, and we don't know when he can go home. His fever is going up and down. So these are two close friends of mine. Please keep them and also the families in our prayers. I know Martha is still waiting for her next dose of chemo. Did you get a date, Martha?
Yes, I started the third chemo drug, and it's been hard on my body, and I have to have another round of that chemo drug this Wednesday.
This Wednesday, so keep
her. Yes, this one I'll have to have every 2 weeks.
Okay, so please keep Martha in our prayers as well as she's starting her next round of chemo. Any other special call-outs? Anybody here or online?
I talked to Kathy Wheatley this morning, and asked her how they were doing, and she said they just got back this morning from Illinois. So, that's where they threw it there. But she said her father's, deteriorating more. And I asked her if he's got visitors, but she hadn't responded to that yet. But she said they're doing okay. And also, Penny, I want to know, I have phone called her, I have texted her, we need to, as a church, find out if Penny needs anything. She's a faithful member here, and she played the piano for us for a long, long time. And we just need to know if they need anything from the church, because I think that's what we should do.
Yeah, I have talked to her, and she said she would let me know if she needs anything. And that's the last time I talked to her. And also I told her that I wanted to go and visit with her and pray with her, and she said she's not ready for that.
Yeah.
She said she will let me know. So she's back to work.
Yeah.
So whatever she's, okay, I will stay in touch with her and get more information. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children, trusting in the promises that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your will.
The scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. He will meet all of our needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We trust in your word this morning, coming before you, Lord, as your children and calling you Father. You are there always listening to all of our prayers. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you to lift up our prayers and also intercede for others. Thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. We thank you for all the good health and strength in our bodies, our family and friends and fellowship and church and many, many other blessings that we enjoy in our lives every day. We thank you for that. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection, and keeping us safe every day, Lord. At the same time, we come before you with our needs and our burdens. We look up to you for healing at this time for many of us, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. We look to you for healing because you are our creator and you are our healer. Particularly, we lift up those who are, we have named here, especially the family of Reverend Jean Brown, as they are grieving at the death of our dear pastor. We pray that you'll be with them and comfort them. Thank you for the many years of service and his gifts that he has used through this church and this community. We remember with a grateful heart. We remember that family in our prayers at this time. Support them with your presence. Comfort them with your peace at this time, Lord. We pray for the family of Reverend Marita Harrell, who was killed this week. We pray that your grace be upon them and also the church and the families who are grieving, and also the community that is affected by this whole incident there. We pray for your comforting presence to be with them. Your Holy Spirit will be in that community, comforting each and every one of them who are affected by this, particularly the congregation who is struggling to find reasons and to come to terms with this situation. We pray that your presence be there with the church members and all the pastors around that community, Lord. Bless us as a church as we deal with this situation. Help us, Lord, to focus on you. Even in the midst of our grief, in our troubles, your comforting presence will heal us, Lord. We again lift up the family in your hands also. We pray for Thomas John and George Vargas, who are in the hospitals at this time with various issues and health problems. Bless them with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace in their hearts and also for their families, that you are a healing God, who are a loving God. Touch them with your healing hand as we lift them up to you in our prayers at this time. Pray for peace for the family members who care for them also. We pray for Martha. She's going back to her next round of chemo on this Wednesday. We pray for your special presence and anointing be with her, that she will be filled with a peace that passeth all understanding, that the doctors and nurses and the medical professionals will do the right thing for her, that this will be an effective treatment for her, that your healing will start, that she will be recovered from her cancer, Lord. We thank you for all of those who have been going through various medical treatment and procedures, and thank you for the continued healing upon them, and be with them and their families as well, Lord. We pray for those who have been affected by various problems during this COVID and this pandemic. We pray for your grace and mercies upon them as well, Lord. As also be with us as we are traveling to India. Be with us and give us travel mercies and keep us safe, Lord, particularly during this pandemic time, to be safe. We pray for our nation during this election time, that you will guide us, Lord, to elect the right people, so that your will be done for this country. We pray for our president, our Congress, our state governors, and all those who make decisions on a daily basis. Bless them with your wisdom and guidance, Lord, that we will have the right people in power, that will do the right thing, and they will fear God. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything that you have given us to do. We pray for our service workers, our fire, military, police, and all those who are doing work behind the scenes. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for their services. At the same time, we pray for their safety
and their family safety at this time. We pray for our church, Lord, as we look forward to the conference. Bless the bishop and the conference leaders and the meetings that are happening in the coming weeks, that they will do the right things for the future of the church. And bless all of them with your guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom from above, that they will make the right decisions as we look forward to another year. Help us, Lord, to do your work in this community faithfully in all the things and opportunities that you have given us to do. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, to care for our people around us, Lord, and to love them. Above all, to bring them to Jesus Christ, so that they will know there's a living God who cares for them and who loves them. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together, that your presence will fill us, Lord, to glorify your name in our meditation of the word and the singing and the prayers, that your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the opportunities that you have given us in our homes, in our friends, in our family, in our workplaces, in our family situations, so that we can spread your love, your care and compassion to others who are in need. Bless us together, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, as we pray the prayer you have taught us together to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every perfect gift comes from above, the giver of all things from above. Loving God, we come before you as your children, bringing back a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the resources that you have given us to keep, to use it for your glory and for the blessing of this world. Bless us as a church to use this offering so that it will become multiplied and bless this community and the work that we are doing around the world. Thank you again for the opportunity to give us, Lord, opportunity to give to your work. Bless all of those who have given to this cause and also those who could not give today. Bless all of them and cover them with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. We are going to sing a special. And let us see, we haven't practiced it enough, I think, because the new one. So we'll try it. This is a George Beverly Shea song, The Wonder of It All. Thank you. Scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 49. If you are able, please stand for the Gospel reading.
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they had saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they did not believe because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of these things, and I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Just wanted to mention that Wayne is going back to the doctor on Thursday, right? Wednesday.
Yes.
So please keep him in our prayers. His voice, he needs his voice back. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that is power and life and spirit that you gave us to experience in our lives. As we experience the power of your word, help us, Lord, to spread that power to this world through us, through our lives. As we come before your word, we pray that you'll give us a humble and obedient spirit to obey your word. And as we go from this place, that we'll be obedient to your spirit in whatever way that you are teaching, guiding us to do. Bless us with your presence and fill us with your power. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Looks like this doesn't work.
Can I help out?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Because I was trying to yell and causing my throat to go away. The scripture reading that we continue to meditate on during this Easter season is about the post-resurrection appearance of Jesus Christ. And the scripture says that he appeared to more than 500 people before he ascended to heaven on the Ascension Day, which we will be celebrating as Ascension Sunday, the end of this month. So there are so many witnesses of the power, the resurrection of Jesus Christ while he was appearing after his resurrection. One of the things that came to my attention during all of these appearances that he was doing, that many of them he shared a meal with the people that he appeared with. And you remember the story that we talked about a couple of Sundays ago, the two men who were walking to Emmaus, and he walked with them beside them as a stranger. And the evening they asked him to stay with stay with them. And he did not stay with them, but they shared a meal together with him. We read that in the scripture and we talked about it. And here, those two people went back to Jerusalem. After seeing the power of the resurrected Christ, they were changed. They were full of joy and excitement to spread that news again. So they went back to Jerusalem and found the 11 disciples in the upper room where they were gathered together in fear and trembling, knowing not what to do next, because all the hopes that they had put on Jesus was gone because he's dead. And some of the people who went, especially the women who went to the tomb, could not find the body. And some of them say they saw Jesus. And there are here two people coming back from their Emmaus trip and coming back to Jerusalem and telling them that we also have seen the Lord, resurrected Christ. So the 11 disciples were gathered. There may be other more disciples there, we don't know. But we know that there were the 11 were there and Judas was gone. You all know that. So when they came here, they were gathered together and sharing this good news, and also they were praying together. Jesus appeared to them in their upper room. And this is the very room that people say, the historians say, that Jesus broke the bread before his crucifixion. And that's what we called the Last Supper. So I thought this would be fitting that here Jesus came and appeared to them at the same room. And then before departing them, he asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" So they gave him, we read that, they gave him fish and bread. And they ate together. So eating together has been a tradition of the church ever since, especially as Methodists, we love to eat.
Amen.
And we miss those times. And next Sunday, we are going to eat again. We all gather on the last Sunday to celebrate our blessings. And many churches have the Wednesday suppers, many Methodist churches have. And one thing is that we always have more food than we ever need, always. We never ran out of food in our time, in our experience, in my experience in this church, and also in other Methodist churches. So food has a very important plan or important purpose in the ministry of Christianity. It is not about the food that we eat. It is the time that we spend together in fellowship and talking about and sharing our experience between each other. That and then eating a meal together makes a big difference. Many, many times we can see that things can get settled at a table. You know, when you have an issue at work, you know, I used to take people to lunch and say, "Let's talk about it." Because food has a very, sharing a meal together at the same table has an experience of reconciliation and bringing peace for some reason. Because we human beings love food, and sharing it becomes personal. So that is what happened. So Jesus did that before his crucifixion and death, and he shared a meal with them. And the thing that they told, he told them that to continue doing this until I come. That is why we continue to celebrate Holy Communion. We do that once a month. Many churches do that every Sunday or whenever they meet. But Jesus said that you do this until I come, until I return. And that is something that we share, coming to the table. And coming to the table and sharing meal together also brings us as one people, united. There are no differences between people, the rich and the poor, the rich and the famous, and the poor. All of them are considered one when we come to the table. That is about the kingdom of God. That God is going to prepare a table for us in the kingdom of God, where we all will be feasting together one day. That is what our hope is, because Jesus has shown us the example while he was here to feast together. and enjoy the presence of God together as we gather. So, Holy Communion, the breaking of the bread together, an essential part of the church life. The resurrected Jesus appears to the disciples in the upper room and have a dinner with them. And so I try to call it the First Supper. So we have the Last Supper before his death, and now the new kingdom has come. The resurrected Christ is here with us, and that's where they started experiencing the First Supper experience. It's the same place where they gathered for the Last Supper that Jesus appeared and broke the bread again with them. So the First Supper was there in that same room. There are several things that you can see about the First Supper. There's a painting, and there's also a book by the name First Supper, but none of them has anything to do with the supper that Jesus shared with the disciples. They are completely different subjects. So don't get confused with that. The Last Supper is given to us when he had the Last Supper with the disciples. He gave them a commandment. That the commandment was that you do this in remembrance of me until I come. Meaning that you join together, be united, and be at the table, and do the work of the kingdom of God until I come back. And then in this First Supper, he had another commandment. The commandment is that you go and preach the word. So every time that we gather together and have meal together, Holy Communion or any other special meal that we have together, it is a reminder for us to have a commandment in place that we ought to do. Go out and share the good news to the world. The good news of the peace, good news of reconciliation, good news of grace and salvation to this world. That is why we share the meal together. So starting a mission at the meal was what happening. The birth of the church happened in this particular room. And it's the same room that they gathered on Pentecost Day. That's what the historians are also saying. It is the same room where the Holy Spirit came and gave them power to be witnesses for him. So it is the mission started at the same room where they shared the meal together. After Jesus' death and resurrection, they failed to understand or struggled to understand whether Jesus would return and how to live the in-between time during his absence. On the First Supper after the resurrection, they gave him the commandment and say, go and preach the gospel. Just like he gave the commandment before his crucifixion on the Last Supper, to join together and be united at the table. So they were all given to the disciples of Christ. Both the Last Supper and the First Supper were actually was done or celebrated with the disciples. As disciples of Christ here today, we are to celebrate as we gather as his people, to celebrate the communion, celebrate the dinner, whatever we celebrate together, not for our enjoyment, but to go out and share that good news to the world so that we can bring people to the kingdom of God. Meals have a very important part in celebrations of victories and joy as well. That's why we have Celebration Sunday. On Sunday we celebrate many things, our birthdays, our anniversaries, our graduations, and many, many other things that we can celebrate. So whenever we have parties, and you know that, we have food, and that is part of celebrations of our victories. We can have joy even in the midst of confusion, telling them, sharing a meal together. Be joyful, because they were afraid. They were scared, and they were afraid of the uncertainty that was facing in the future for them, because Jesus was not going to be with them anymore. So they were afraid, but Jesus was comforting them and assuring them that even in the midst of your uncertainty, I am going to be there with you. We can share the joy together and be joyful. So as people of God, when we are faced with uncertainties or things that we don't understand, what is coming next, and sometimes we feel like that God is away from us, remember, God is also Jesus is going to come back, and he will be with us
assuring us that His presence is there, going to be there with us. Joy, enjoying the presence of God, is ultimately what joy is. Joy does not come from certainty or being sure of what we know. You can experience it even amidst doubt and wonder. Joy is a gift given by God at the times when we are afraid. That is an experience that God gives us. So during the meal that they were sharing together, it was not only assurance of His presence, but also assuring of the joy that they can have, because God is going to be there with them and also with us. Jesus is going to be with us even in the midst of uncertainties, not only to show His presence, but also to give us the joy that we can share the meal together. It is also a sign of the table that is to come. He is preparing a table in heaven where there will be no more worries or fears or uncertainties, because we are going to be with God one day. And we are all preparing ourselves and others for that particular sharing that meal with Him in heaven one day. So Jesus Christ is preparing a table for us, and this is a sign of that, where we will be all feasting on that table and celebrating our joys and victories, above all the victory of our sin and death, that we'll be celebrating with Jesus Christ one day. Then, like David, who sang in Psalm, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and He gives me everything that I need." So that is what we are preparing ourselves for, and the world we are preparing for, to share in the kingdom of God that meal with Him one day that He is preparing for us. So we go from this place, be filled with the hope that we will be all together feasting that heavenly banquet one day, that we will be all together and our dear ones will be together. And also let us pray that our friends and families all will be there. And let us do our part to witness to them as we live in this world. May the grace go with you, and God, may the Spirit of God fill you with the power to be powerful witnesses and faithful in the places that God places to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 577, God of Grace and God of Glory. We will sing verses 1, 3 and 4. Salvation, we are God.
people of God go in the knowledge that God is going to be there. Jesus will appear in the most uncertain times in our lives. So be assured that he will be there to guide us and to share a meal with us. So enjoy as we go through situations like that, because his presence is there. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.